kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Magandang araw po sa inyo. Ako si Papa Dan at ito po ang Tampok, Spotlight on Filipinos in Australia, kung saan binibigyang pugay natin ang mga kababayan nating Filipino at Filipino-Australians na gumagawa ng pangalan sa kani-kanilang larangan at nagbibigay inspirasyon sa ating komunidad. Sa episode po na ito ay makikilala natin ang isang Filipino-Australian creative na ginagamit ang photography, videography at visual storytelling upang ibahagi ang mga kwento ng kultura, koneksyon at identity. Sa kanyang pinakabagong proyektong One Degree of Separation na bahagi ng Blacktown Arts Digital Stories, ipinapakita niya kung paano hinubog ng pamilya, komunidad at mga taong nakapaligid sa kanya ang kanyang creative journey. Kaya pakinggan na po natin ang kanyang kwento, ang kanyang Filipino roots at ang inspirasyong hatid niya sa susunod na henerasyon ng mga creatives. Let's welcome sa ating episode ng Tampok, Spotlight on Filipinos in Australia, Justin Cueno. Hi, Justin!
What's up? What's good?
Welcome, welcome sa Tampok. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm loving
it. Feeling good?
Always loving life. I'm good. I'm
loving life. Ang gandang mantra yan. Ano? Napakagandang parang motto yan. Ano? Every day, like you wake up. So parang very positive, no, ni Justin.
Yeah, I remember one time I was shooting at Fashion Week and someone just said to me, "You've always got the biggest smile." And I was like, "Oh, that's good to know." I feel like I just naturally am trying to just be as, I guess, happy as possible. Or
yes,
yeah, just living life.
Justin, you've become one of Western Sydney's respected photographers and videographers. Can you take us back to the beginning? Paano ba ito nagsimula? What first inspired you to pick up a camera? And when did you realize na, okay, this is what I want to do?
So thinking about that, when I was 14, actually from the very beginning when I was young, I always liked making things. I would always try to invent things with, like, you know, cardboard and anything that was around my house. And I really loved playing with, like, my action figures. So I've always had this wild sense of imagination, I think, as a kid. And then I think when it was about year 8, when I was in high school, I felt like I really wanted to express what was around me in my world. But I didn't know how to draw, or I just didn't have any capabilities of drawing. Like, canonically, I'm not really good at writing. Like, I have the messiest handwriting, so I just don't have coordination with a pencil. But my mom had a camera, so I remember it was a Saturday. I was like, "Mom, can I please have, you know, a camera?" And then she gave me her old camera. It was a 5D Mark II. And I just started shooting. Every event from high school I would go to, and I even started my own business when I was in high school. I would shoot all these events and parties just of my friends on their 16th birthdays. And every summer, every holidays, I would just keep taking photos. And I feel like that was what was the stepping stone, was I guess having, you know, access to shoot and just shooting my friends. And I think that's what is really kind of deep rooted in my practice as well, is just shooting my friends still and taking photos of the things around me. And I think when I realized it could become a career was, it was in my final year of high school, and I was doing visual arts as my major work. And I was super serious about that. Like, I really felt that I wanted to be an artist. So I wanted to go to art school, and my parents were full supporting me with that. They've never been the type of parents to not tell me what I can't do, but always been the parents to encourage me to try my best at everything. So I think once I had felt that support, I remember every morning in high school, I would wake up so early, either on a school day or on a Saturday, to, you know, go to the Central Coast to take photos with my drone back in the day. And it was always my mom and my dad who would come up with me and drive me at no question. They'll just be like, "Okay, what place, what time do you want to be here? And we'll do it." And I think that was what really inspired me to realize that, oh, this could be a career for me. Because
what do you think, like, it's important then? Why do you think it's important now for your, say, parents to, yung pag-support nila sa'yo?
I think it was important for me because I really like, you know, giving back to my parents. When I say giving back, like, I find a lot of pride being able to make the best work for myself, because I know it's a reflection of, I think, my parents' hard work to, you know, raise me and really show that love towards me, and being able to give me the freedom and support to do what I think is, you know, my creative and myself, to be myself, you know. And I feel very proud, you know, every time I feel like something great is coming up in my life, the first people I tell is my parents and my fiance. Like, those are the two people that I always go to, and I'm like, I'm so down, I'm doing this, and it just gives me a lot of joy to share that happiness with them, and really just thank them at the end of the day. Like, thank you for, like, you know, giving me that support constantly, and even to this day, and even all my family as well. Like, my family is my rock. Like, I feel like it's my day one. My family have always been there to really push my back. There's about 5 of us, but everyone's married now, so the family has gone from, like, you know, the 7 of us, including my parents, to, like, there's, like, I think 13 or 14 of us.
Wow.
So, like, a big support network. Mm. And then if you ever go to my events, you'll always see, you know, my family members there as well. Yeah. Mm. And so I really feel like that, you know, that support has really pushed me to go there. Oh, and it also helped me to find the people that, you know, align that same way, and how I want to be that to my friends as well, is just constantly support and show up.
Oo, ako may kilala ang mga Pilipino, no? Filipinos, lalo na, di ba, sa mga anak nila, no? Yung buong pamilya talaga, sinasabi nga buong angkan or buong barangay, the whole family is there to cheer you, cheer for you, or back you up, di ba? And, you know, this explains, you know, your work often, you know, feels very personal, very human, and like what you've explained, yung closeness mo sa family. Pero what draws you to, you know, stories behind the people you photograph and film? And what are you hoping your audiences feel when they see your work?
I think what I think makes my work very personal is it's just a reflection of how I kind of grew up, or what I was seeing growing up, and how I see the world right now. I really love championing, you know, voices and championing people who do even, you know, just everyday work. I really love showing that story, because that's what I can relate to. You know, at the end of the day, even as a photographer, I feel like I'm just doing a job. But being able to give them a platform and share their stories, I feel like a lot of people love. And that's what I love seeing. Like, the people that I shoot are just people that are really passionate about their work and that really love what they do. And being able to, you know, platform that and give it a level of, like, importance, I feel like it's just so beautiful, you know. There's a beauty in the everyday moments. It's almost like a Hayao Miyazaki film, you know. Some of my favorite films is just a slice of life where it's just the beauty of living life. And I feel like growing up, I watched so many Ghibli movies. And, you know, even just my parents, you know, moving here to Australia. And, you know, they sacrificed a lot of their time and effort to be here to make us be able to do what we love. I feel like being able to champion their stories as well is, like, another way that's carried into my practice. And one of my favorite works, my two favorite works, is actually painting with my mom and dancing with my dad. Those two works are, like, a way of me, I would say, like, giving it back to share their stories in a way and put a spotlight to them, because, yeah, I really fully believe in championing people and what they do and making it important. And I want people to feel that way as well. It's like, oh, I don't have to be this grand person. I can actually be myself and, you know, still live my life and live a great life. And yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah. Cause you never know who you're inspiring. Ika nga, no? You don't know who's watching and listening. And you have sort of like an effect to other people, diba? And that's good to be able to showcase or at least highlight, you know, every individual that you meet, at least in your projects and your work. No? So it's good. Ito naman, no, Justin, as a Filipino-Australian creative, how has your cultural background, you know, magiging Pinoy natin, how's that influenced you to the way you see the world and express your creativity? May influence ba yung, you know, being Filipino, is that an advantage in a way? Or
I think it's the storytelling aspect, honestly. Like, I feel like when I was growing up, my parents always kept telling me a lot of stories, how they grew up and, you know, the culture of how they grew up and, you know, their experiences living in the Philippines and when they shared their stories, I feel like that's translated into my work. And it's a big part of who I am, is telling stories. And I think that's like one of the core of it. And the other core of it is just family. Like, I feel like I'm very tightly knitted to my family. And even my friends, I honestly want to refer to them as people that are close into like a family of friends, because showcasing and putting them together and bringing people together is like, I feel like one of the things I love doing. Because I don't know, I always think about it as like, it's like a Filipino get together, or like a get together. Yeah. I love bringing people together. I love putting people in the same room. Mm-hmm. And I love when they're telling their stories to each other, and we all exchange stories about how we grew up. Like, that's one of my favorite things to do.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the big things, as you know, as the value, is just really having a sense of like, as my friend says,
yeah, with values. Yeah,
like she always tells me, one of my friends, Nicole, she always says, you're my cup of tea. So like, that means friend, like I love being like in the same room as people and being able to share stories. Like, I think that's like the core of it, and really building like a network of friends and people to really run back to. And yeah.
Oh, and recently, no, ito nga, no, napanood at pinalabas ang 1 Degree of Separation. Congratulations, by the way, no, being featured. This is really big. As a Blacktown Arts Digital Stories. Could you tell us about this, no? 1 Degree of Separation, what inspired the project? And what do you hope your viewers, like, any na takeaway dito? What is this about, you know?
Thank you. Well, first of all, I do want to just say thank you to Blacktown Arts, for I am so honored to be a part of, you know, that program and, you know, featured in it. It all started with an email from San May, and they just really gave me the platform to speak. And then the rest of the Blacktown Arts team have supported me in this journey to tell my story. It was inspired by, I got asked to just, I guess, tell more about my practice and my creative practice. And I was sitting there one day and I was thinking, I feel like my creative practice is the storytelling through the people that are around me. Like, as a photographer, that's what, you know, the camera is for, is to share stories around me. So what I wanted to do was put all the people I respected in the creative community around me in Sydney and put them in a room and then shoot them behind this manifesto. So the idea was, I had this, the whole concept is, in Sydney, once you know one person, you almost become 1 degree away from knowing the next person you want to meet, because a lot of the creatives in that room I met slowly, because I made my way into the scene through my friends, and then naturally I just kept meeting everyone. So I basically wanted to make this project where it's spotlighting these creatives in a way through a platform that I've been given, but also sharing that it's a really small creative scene. And once you find your group of friends, that you actually end up meeting almost everybody slowly. And that's how tight the Sydney creative scene is we're literally 1 degree of separation. And it, what inspired me was literally my experience walking into, so there's this studio called Common House Studios, and they're based in Western Sydney. They're a really great creative space, that like multifunctional space, but it hosts a lot of events. And I interned there in 2023 after doing my first art show there. And I slowly started meeting most of the creatives that are now my friends and collaborators today, or people I looked up to. Like, I met them slowly. And I feel like that experience really shaped 1 degree of separation, because I really wanted to write and show that, like, you know, once you meet your people and you meet your creative friends, that it's really easy to, or not easy, but it's a really beautiful thing to be experiencing, like that high of, you know, meeting everyone. And then bringing people together in that one room was like, I don't know, that's like a high I'll live off forever.
How's that experience, like, you know, creating 1 degree of separation, diba? You know, gaano katagal to ginawa, and, you know, and the process. Can you walk us through, like, quickly lang? How was the experience?
It was really beautiful. Honestly, being able to, like, bring people that were longtime collaborators, or people that I haven't even spoken to, maybe in a minute, but they were the first people that I ever encountered in the scene. Being able to revisit them and talk to them and shoot them and then give them the platform for the amazing work, that means the world to me, because I fully believe in sharing a win and when I get a platform to speak, I love, you know, giving back and saying these people also deserve a platform as well, because I feel like my success is also derived from the people that have helped me get here as well. So that's what I feel like is such a great emotional high for me, is like, I love just the people and what they do. So yeah.
And one thing I've noticed, no, you like what you said, you know, you live happily, diba, there you find joy, diba, in your life. And you know, working with people, syempre iba-iba yung mga tao. You've collaborated with a wide range of artists, musicians, brands, cultural institutions, right? And even like, you know, when we met in Fashion Week last time, you've been you were doing this thing for GQ. Australia as well, right? But looking back, these are big, you know, like big events, big gigs, ika nga, di ba? Which projects have challenged you the most creatively, and what have they taught you on both being an artist, and a storyteller?
I think two projects that come to mind is, the first one was, I think, when I went on tour with an artist, her name is Rissa, incredible artists, R&B gospel artists. I was just kind of leading with her, like the creative side of it, filming and taking photos at a very high pace, which I love doing that. But I think the creative challenge of it was, you know, even doing a recent music video that got featured on Rage ABC was actually just kind of having to understand that artists have their own branding and having to delve into their minds and really bring out the best of them. Because at the end of the day, it doesn't go from I'm telling my story. It's how can I integrate my own, I guess, flair or, you know, ideas that match their ideas, and how can I represent them best and elevate their, you know, their music, their music, and elevate it with a visual that, you know, truly transpires them and makes them the best they are. So I feel like that was such a great creative challenge, because it taught me that it's no longer just it's beyond me. It's actually beyond a whole team, you know, working with her team and trying to bring out the best in Rissa. And she is an incredible artist that I'm so blessed to have worked with and gone on tour with this year at the start of the year. I feel like I haven't actually posted about that, but that was such a great experience. We went just around Australia wide, and that was one of the best things I've ever done. And honestly, I think One Degree of Separation as well, like that was one of the things where I feel like that was the very first project where I was funded to really tell my story and tell a story about me. And it was a very personal project. And I had to honestly look really inside out to think, what is important to me? How am I going to represent, you know, myself? But how can I also bring people into this as well? So it was a lot of hard work, not just through me, but through the people around me to help make that happen with a team, such as like my producer, Nicole Yagdoulis, incredible producer. I feel like those two projects really pushed me creatively to really think hard about what's important and how I can really represent my ideas and other people as to best as possible and do it in the best way.
And I'm curious lang, no, Justin, you know, with all the work that you do and the creatives, but it takes time, but it's time consuming, but you enjoy it. But
I love my fiance, her name's Olivia. She is my rock. She is everything to me. She really is, like, I do consult her. I can find her when I'm struggling. I go to her, and she is like the backbone of like just the relationship. Like I feel like I can, it's not even about owing, it's like I am so grateful to her. I really, really do love her and appreciate her. She listens to everything that I'm feeling, and even in my times of struggle, she is there. And I feel like that is a motivation for me to, you know, constantly work more to just keep working, because I love making, I don't know, I really just, I can't explain it, man. Like, I just fully love her so much.
Yeah, are we expecting anything, you know, from you, or that you're going to feature, you know, Olivia, your fiance in the future, even? Like, have you even thought of that?
Yeah, I mean, I've thought about maybe doing a project with Olivia, but I honestly think the beauty is, I don't know how to explain this, but there's a beauty in only subtly telling little things at a time, really important things at a time. Because when I feel like I'm truly showing Olivia, I don't really show as much to the public. But when I do, it's something really important. So if I drop something, you know, it's going to be a great project and it's going to be something, you know, incredible and beautiful, and it's going to be surrounding her. She is someone that I feel like deserves every flower in the world. Like, give her all the flowers.
And what's next for Justin? Like the next half of 2026 or even next year, what's coming up for Justin? Any, you know, projects lined up, if you can tell us?
That's a good question. Right now, I am just pitching a short film at the moment. That one is just in development with my team. But honestly, I think the thing that I'm trying to focus on is really refining, I guess, who I am now. Once I've done these projects, I've been thinking about what's important and what I'm really good at. And I feel like the thing I've understood after One Degree of Separation is I'm really good at connecting with people and talking to people. Like, I feel like that's my skill, and really expressing my ideas. So I want to really shift more to even just art direction now and helping people with their art direction, whether it's artists, whether you're a musician, whether you're a clothing brand or a brand. Like, I feel like that's the main thing I'm really trying to focus on, is just refining art direction and bringing ideas to the table. Like, that's what I feel like the big thing for me is I want there to be a day is when I'm shooting, but also really focusing on, oh, I'm not just the photographer, videographer. Like, I want it to be a day where I'm sitting side by side talking to people and their incredible ideas and finalizing ideas and walking them through it, how we can make it happen, execute it. Like, that's the big thing that I feel like I'm going to do in the second half of the year, is really show that, you know, art direction skill and really push for that.
Mm-hmm. Well, we wish you all the best, Justin. Finally, what advice would you give to the young Filipino Australians or anyone, mga Pinoy, no, dito sa Australia, mga Filipino dito, who dream of pursuing career in photography or filmmaking or the creative arts while staying true to their identity?
I think the biggest thing I would give to creatives, especially young Filipino Australians, is the most important thing for me was finding my people and finding my community. So when I went into Common House Studios, shout out to Gerard Cabello and Eric Atienza, who really mentored me and took me in. I feel like that was the start of really finding what I liked and what I didn't like. There's a difference, I think, between people that support you, because they'll always tell you and cheer you on. And then there's a difference where you fire your collaborators, your people who will actually challenge your ideas. So I would say to people is to find people that will challenge you and try to bring out the best in you by even, you know, challenge your ideas, because that will help you strive to be better and help you get better as well together, because they're also experiencing the same things with you. So once you find your community, I feel like that's the best way to get and pursue your photography career, because you'll find out what you like, you'll find out what you don't like, and you'll do the best because you're so passionate about it. And you'll have people that are doing the same things that are passionate with you doing it as well. So I feel like that is such a thing. A person that really helped, that is really helping me as well, is Ralph Villegas. He's a director of photography based in Western Sydney as well. We just like text and bounce ideas all day. We're always constantly texting each other, being like, what do you think about this idea? Or what do you think about this? And I feel like that's like a nice way, because I feel like we're on the same level and we're constantly just trying to get better together at our respective fields. But we keep, you know, telling each other what's good and what's bad and keep doing that. So I would say to find your community, find your friends that will really push you, and, you know, your career will, you know, traject that, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And when you know, when we see you like dito sa Sydney, most especially you're from here, like Western Sydney, can people just say hello to you and ask you, or like, you
100%.
Know,
100%. Please come up to me. Please send me a DM or send me an email, whatever way you want to reach me. I'm always here. I'm always friendly. And I truly mean it. Like, I really want to help people get where they are and see where I can help best. And I just want to, you know, good advice. Hopefully I don't, you know, ramble. I feel like I ramble a lot, but I definitely am always up for a chat and always wanting to help and just pick your brain. Cause, you know, one of my biggest inspirations was Virgil Abloh. And he literally just says, you need to find what you like and what you don't like. And once you do that, you'll know what is working for you and what what doesn't work. And that's what I'll always tell people. And yeah, please come up to me. Please, please come up to me. I would love to chat and talk to you guys.
Well, thank you very much, Justin. We appreciate your time. Maraming salamat, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you. I feel so honored to be. Thank you so much. Thank you again.
And maraming salamat po. Yan po, mga kaibigan, si Justin Aquino, ang isa nating kababayan from Western Sydney. Nako, isang napakagaling at respetado po, no, na videographer, filmmaker, photographer, and such a creative mind. Ating bisita ngayong araw na ito sa Tampok Spotlight on Filipinos in Australia. Ako po muli si Papa Dan para sa SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.